Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Well, what'd you think? I think Detroit dazzled. I think Detroit was all decked out. Good for you, Detroit. That had to be a rush. Unlike you have felt as Lions fans since maybe Detroit finally won a playoff game at home in decades. Terrific scene in Detroit. I wish I had been there. Record. These are estimates, of course, because there were no people counters. Well, maybe there were. But the estimates indicate upwards of 275,000 fans who were packed not just into the draft itself, but outside in the weather, in the elements, and then all around the area. And the aerial photos, they were awesome. I'm so happy for Detroit, and I can't wait to hear from our guest who will join us, not just because he was in Detroit, but because he's from Michigan. And this was, according to his social media, a dream come true. So Russell Brown will join us from Detroit. We'll talk about the scene there in the Motor City, hosting the draft for the first time in its history. And boy, the surprises and the records, the sheer shock and awe value did not stop with the way that Detroit showed up for the draft. And I hope it continues over the weekend too. The NFL does a really good job catering to fans, does a really good job making sure it's a full body experience, if you will. And so there's always the fan experience everywhere the NFL goes. The fans are welcome to follow and spend the money, of course. And with that, you know that there will be opportunities for fans to hang out and engage. And they invited fans from every single team to make sure they were all represented. But none represented quite like Detroit. And Jay, as soon as you have, I don't know if you have it or not, but if we have Detroit's pick, I would love to hear it. I'd love to share it because the crowd was nuts. Of course, the Lions fans make up the majority of the audience, and they were thrilled to represent. But to hear their pick in the first round, that was epic. So I love it. I like the way that the NFL has determined to move the draft around now. I like the fact that even though it works so well in New York, just like the Combine in Indy. It's really neat for other fan bases to experience it. And every setup is different, just like every stadium is different. And so this is cool. It makes the draft even more of an off-season event that fans can't miss because it's something new every year now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Glad to have you with us. Happy almost Friday. Oh, I'm telling you what. I need it to be almost Friday. It's been one heck of a week. Lots of good stuff, personally and professionally. But, whoa, hit me right upside the head. Knocked me on my rear end. But we have so much to talk about in these next 4 hours. And so that'll give me energy and keep us going. So I'd love for you to find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you're in Detroit and you're listening on our affiliate, please let me know what you think, how proud you are maybe, how neat it was to see the draft in your city, or all of the above or none of the above. And then for the rest of you, oh, like you Atlanta Falcons fans, how are you feeling about your team drafting Michael Penix Jr.? It's not quite like when the Packers blindsided Aaron Rodgers by moving up to get Jordan Love in the first round of the draft a few years ago. I don't know that. And there's a couple of reasons it's not the same. Number one is because Kirk Cousins just got to Atlanta. It'd be different if he had been in Atlanta his entire career and they'd just given him a $100 million contract and, oh, look, we're bringing in your replacement. Aaron Rodgers was Packers football for all of those, 15 years that he was there. And so to compare the two is not exactly amalgamous. I think I got that word wrong. I'm going to have to look it up. You know, I'm always good for one of those. Anyway, it's not exactly the same. It's not a perfect comparison. It's not a perfect amalgamation. Ooh, that might be it. However, it's an SAT word, if you will. But it's got to be something similar in that Kirk wasn't expecting it. According to his agent, he didn't find out that the Falcons were drafting a quarterback until they were on the clock. And also, the most he knew is that Atlanta would be, quote-unquote, considering a quarterback, not leaning toward a quarterback. So this one was a shocker, not only in Atlanta, but elsewhere. I love Michael Penix from what I saw of him this year. Once he got healthy, he has got not just a really strong arm and great field vision, but he can thread the needle. I love the accuracy. But Falcons fans, he's not expected to be ready anytime soon. This is not a competition with Kirk Cousins. At least it isn't right now. I suppose it could be. But that's what we get from Terry Fontenot in Atlanta, because there are a lot of questions about drafting Michael Penix after paying Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We're very excited about Kirk, very excited about this team. And Michael Penix is, we're talking about the future. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture, but we are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback.
When you get Kirk Cousins and you talk about short-term winning, you talk about winning right now, which we know we're going to be in position to do, which we want to be in position to do, we won't have the ability to be picking this high again with the guy that we got. And these guys go off the board pretty quickly, and we thought it would be important for us to address our future quarterback right now while we're picking this low.
Raheem Morris indicating that they don't ever plan to be in this position where they're drafting in the top 10 again. I like what he has to say. I like the confidence. Believes that they are on the cusp So they pay Kirk Cousins the guaranteed $100 million. According to both Terry and Raheem, he is the quarterback. This is about the future. And I get what Raheem is saying. We don't plan to be here again. There are other ways to get a quarterback besides drafting him in the top 10. We know there are quarterbacks that move every year. So why go ahead and spend a draft pick on a guy that is for the future and not for the now?
Being able to add Michael Penix Jr., when you can add a high caliber player like that with his intangibles, those tools, he's a winner. Very, very excited. You don't pass up that opportunity.
All right. So we get it from the Atlanta War Room. He was there. We didn't want to pass up the opportunity. The raw talent's impressive. But Kirk is the quarterback. Though, again, according to Cousins' agent, he was stunned when they drafted Michael Penix Jr. at number 8 overall. There's a lot of that going around. Quarterbacks drafted early and often. For the first time ever, 6 quarterbacks are taken in the top 12 picks. All the way down to Bo Nix, who was drafted by the Denver Broncos at number 12. Maybe, we don't know for sure, but maybe the Raiders would have selected him had the Broncos not. But it had become clear over the last few days that they really liked Bo. So it was Caleb Williams, it was Jaden Daniels, it was Drake May. No trades in the top 3. Not that we were expecting the Bears to trade, but the Commanders stand pat. The Patriots stand pat. Though, according to multiple reports, Adam Schefter was the one that I saw, the Patriots and the Vikings both reached out to the Chargers to inquire about Justin Herbert. I like this. With Jim Harbaugh and with GM Joe Ortiz both saying, yeah, that's the truth, but they were shot down. In fact, Ortiz and his exact quote, the teams that reached out about Herbert were quickly shot down. He says that at the combine, he had some people who asked him if they'd consider trading Justin Herbert. And he said, no, that's never an option, or that was never an option. But the Patriots tried. They tried, maybe. They cast a line into the water to see if they could get a bite. Instead, they go with Drake May. And for all of those analysts, insiders, experts, this is why predictions make me laugh, because you're really just guessing. You don't know. There were very few trades, and there wasn't the movement at the top that a lot of people expected, including Joe DeLeon, who joined us a couple nights ago here on the show. Instead, you got those top 3 teams taking QBs. And then it continued with offensive players, wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. It was really neat for me as someone who used to love to watch his dad play, not to mention, used to see him on the Syracuse campus when I was there. So wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., then a left tackle, then back to wide receiver. And between the quarterbacks and the receivers and the linemen, it was all offense until number 15, when Indy finally selected an edge rusher on the other side of the ball. The stakes have never been higher. Never. Which is why you see teams go all in for quarterbacks. Which is why you see quarterbacks go so high, even if they are reaches. Even if they are planning for the future. It's no longer about the quarterback that we have right now under center. It's about making sure we've got the next one too. And if you can get him for cheaper because he's a rookie, more power to you. More room under your salary cap. history tonight in the first round of the NFL draft with the 6 quarterbacks in the top 12 and all offense through the first 14 selections. Honestly, it feels like a bit of a microcosm of what the league is about now, what the sport is about. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Teams recognize not only that you need a quarterback if you're going to be a winner, and they're constantly looking for the next franchise guy, right? Not a guy that's going to keep the seat warm for the next 3 years and then move on. Though there's a chance that could happen with some of these QBs. We know it's always the case. You got a couple that don't pan out or don't stick or we don't see right away. Maybe they're thrown into the fire too quickly. The coaching is not what it should be. There's a disconnect. Maybe the offensive line sucks. That happens a lot too when a quarterback is drafted by a team that's not as good. But this sense of urgency, this rat race when it comes to quarterbacks, it never stops. And as I say, it's not just about the here and now. It's about the down the road QB as well. I like what the Bears did going QB, wide receiver, and the numbers and the ability for Rome Odunze on display with Washington this year in what was an incredible season for the Huskies. Then when we get to 10, we see the Vikings move up one spot in a trade with the Jets. I was kind of surprised by this. I didn't think the Jets were in the running for a quarterback. But they swap and they get J.J. McCarthy as opposed to moving up any higher. Now, so they did swap first round picks. The one pick that the Vikings gave the Jets in addition to that first round pick was one they got from Atlanta. Was it Atlanta? Okay. It just was weird to me that they would move up one pick when the Jets weren't planning to select a QB. Producer Jay, were you at least mildly surprised by that? I wasn't really sure what the need was.
My thoughts was that they got afraid that maybe the Raiders or the Broncos were going to move up with the Jets, so they kind of wanted to make that trade first and just secure that they had that spot. That's how I took it.
Gotcha. Okay, so the Raiders end up selecting a tight end, maybe because all the QBs went earlier. The Broncos didn't move. I think they were pretty confident that Bo Nix would fall to them at 12, unless, as Jay points out, maybe the Raiders were going to move up. So it's just kind of a mild little trade. We don't know for sure, unless teams come out and say, oh yeah, we were going to do this, we were going to do that. But they're probably not going to say that now, considering that they've already made their selections. Yeah, the Vikes just move up one spot. They grab the Michigan QB, J.J. McCarthy. He was fired up. That was really cool. And so it's the first draft with 5 QBs in the top 10. And the first draft with all 10 of the first, all 10 of the guys that come off the board first on the offensive side. That shift in the NFL. We hear guys like Kurt Warner talk about it. Even current players talk about it. The field is tilted in favor of the offense. Oh, yeah. That's still happening, and it's happening even more with this next class of guys who we'll see and start to understand the impact as we get 2, 3, 4, maybe more years down the road. I mean, think about it. With the Zach Wilson trade to Denver, oh, gosh. Bo Nix, Zach Wilson. Okay. Jared Stidham. I don't believe in tanking, but wowzers.
It's totally fine.
Anyway, with Zach Wilson getting traded, only Trevor Lawrence is still with his original team that drafted him. These are quarterbacks. In 21, right? It was the 21 trade. Or I'm sorry, the 21 draft. It's bright and shiny and exciting and new, and there's so much potential, and hope springs eternal. And maybe 2021 was an aberration. Maybe that's not how this draft goes. But there's always a chance that it's going to be like that one, where of these six quarterbacks, you maybe have one or two that are still with their teams. Because, again, the stakes have never been higher, which means teams are desperate. They make drastic moves. Maybe they reach sometimes. I'd like to believe that all of these marriages work. But you know the divorce rate is 50% in our population and probably even more drastic in NFL free agency. But congratulations to all of these young men whose dreams were coming true under the bright lights and the blue in Detroit. It was a neat scene. Oh, lots of fun to start the draft too, so we'll get into that. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Then on our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's your reaction to what you saw in Detroit? Detroit dazzled. And we do have some basketball to get to. Not really because Philadelphia took a game off the Knicks, although I know that is significant. But because of what we saw and heard with Joel Embiid in these last couple hours. First of all, he commits a flagrant foul on Mitchell Robinson that takes him out of the game, and the Knicks are calling him dirty. Then he puts up 50 to be sure that his Sixers don't go down 0-3 in this series, and he reveals he's dealing with a very serious medical condition. Okay, all in a day's work for Joel Embiid. So we'll definitely get to that as well. But this first hour dedicated to the NFL draft. So find us on Twitter or Facebook. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions. With the 24th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Terrion Arnold, defensive back, Alabama.
I just want to say Detroit.
Look out.
Y'all got to stop.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH. Enjoy!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
All right, man. Hey. Hey, I'm home, man. I'm home. Hey, these fans gonna be crazy, man. Golly.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
How cool. Not only were the fans psyched about Terrion Arnold out of Alabama, but he was just as happy already calling it home, which is super cool. And the voice you hear is Ellie Fragile, who is a student athlete representing some female flag football players from a high school organization there in Michigan. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. There were so many moments that I jotted down that I really enjoyed, but right now on NFL Network, they're replaying the first round of the draft, and I actually watched it on NFL Network, so I saw all of this, but J.C. Latham, while we're talking about Alabama, J.C. Latham is the first lineman who goes out of Bama, and he is a mountain of a man. He lifts Roger Goodell up and squeezes him, and I don't know if it hurt Roger. I think he did a pretty good job of keeping a poker face, but right now watching him, he picks him up, could have just tossed him like a rag doll. But it's really funny because the camera angle was behind Goodell, and all of a sudden he's got two butt cheeks up in the air. Anyway, this was fun. Wow. I thought that Roger played to the crowd really well. I thought he was loose. Notice he's got no more tie now. He's much more cash. In fact, the draft picks were actually dressed to the nines, more so than Roger Goodell. And all of the interaction, now a lot of it was taped before him, but you know he did those promos with Eminem, who's a Detroit guy, and was really hyped. And then to see the Lions walk out on the stage, both present and past, some of the franchise's most precious history when it comes to the Lions, that was really cool. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. What'd you think of this first round in Detroit? I thought Detroit was all kind of dressed up. Jay, do I need to tell people who was there on stage, or do we have the fanfare with the Lions?
I have like that video that they did before. You know what I mean?
Oh, so not the players yet.
Some of the players are in that video, like Barry Sanders, Aiden Hutchinson.
That's true. So the guys that walked out, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson, he's still so fired up. I don't know that he ever, well, he's like me. If he isn't, and hype, people probably wonder what's wrong with him. That's what happens with me. People are so used to me being up, and fired up and enthusiastic and energetic that when I'm not, people wonder what's wrong with me. So then, in addition to the current players, and it was fun to see Amon-Ra, who just got paid, Amon-Ra get the crowd chanting, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. He's now their favorite son. The two of them, a terrific tandem. Anyway, Goff comes up and he just says a couple words. And each of them had a chance to come up to the mic, but it was almost as though they were reluctant. It took a second before Jared would step up to the mic.
This is crazy. I can't believe it. But before we get off the stage, I need to hear one thing. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
What's up, Detroit? Let's go, baby!
I love how deliciously awkward Jared Goff is. It's so fun. Anyway, so Jared Goff, after Amon-Ra, then Aiden, who just looks comfortable and like he still wants to pursue a quarterback right off the stage. Calvin Johnson, Megatron, the Hall of Famer, of course. He was really excited. It was neat to see him all dressed up. And then Barry. Barry Sanders, last to come to the mic. He had to be coaxed up there as well. But I love that the love affair with Barry Sanders, after there were some fans who were upset that he retired the way that he did. That's now old news, and he's back front and center in Detroit, where he should be. So tons of hype, and here's what I noticed. Not as many boos for Roger Goodell. I actually think, even though he tried to incite the fans to boo there, I actually think, and Jay and I had talked about this before, they were too happy. They're too happy to boo. Not only are they excited because they get the draft in their city, and their city is in the spotlight, and the rep and the attention and the excitement, it kept them high, 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 but also they can't be mad right now. Their team is terrific, and it's the reigning division champ in the NFC North, and they've got all these guys on stage that they're so psyched for. So I think it, maybe he insulated himself, although I believe that he doesn't really care and he's not afraid. That's what he told Eminem. I'm not afraid. Eminem said, you should be. But it was seemed pretty tepid to me compared to Philly. I guess we can, or even Nashville, I guess we can go back and compare the booing and even hear that, but it seemed relatively tame. And I honestly do think it's because the Lions fans, Detroit residents, they're so happy to see the not just their favorite Lions on stage, but the draft in their city and their team is a winner. There just wasn't a whole lot to boo about there. Nah, it was kind of lame in terms of the booing, not the draft itself. But yeah, that was fun. There was a lot of booing for the Chicago Bears, though, as Roger Goodell not only walked up to, well, he opened the draft, and then he walked up to announce the number one pick, a relatively foregone conclusion, but I think Lions fans enjoyed booing the Bears more than they enjoyed booing Roger.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
When you...
They had him mic'd up, or he was near a mic when he let out that screech. It reminded me of Tom Brady after they beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl and that come from behind win. That high octane screech. Yep, it was kind of like that.
When you
see, I told you, I heard it when he did it. Anyway, he was really excited. He was interviewed on the stage by Kaylee Hartung on NFL Network, which is what I was watching.
To be able to look at this crowd, dream of these moments, see many, 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 many before me be in this moment, have this type of crowd. To be able to be here, it's an honor, and I'm very privileged. I care about the community, I care about the fans, I care about winning games, I care about my teammates and their families, the coaches, the custodians, all the people around the facility, just the overall holistic, you know, caring about the Chicago Bears.
I love that he mentions the custodians. Probably could have gone on and on. He was going to include everyone. It definitely was a holistic approach to his first comments on the NFL draft stage. And then at number 9, the Bears do not trade out. They stay where they are. In fact, here I am. I keep talking about a particular topic and then I look up and it's on NFL Network again. So yes, at number 9, they get a big wide receiver, a guy who moves as though he's a lot smaller, coming out of Washington, Rome Odunze. And how about the pairing of those two guys together? Ryan Poles, not only do we see him on camera, but when he spoke following the draft, he was over the moon.
Really excited. If you told me we would end up with both Caleb and Rome weeks ago, I would have said you were crazy. but they were two guys that obviously we were really excited to have. Not only are they really good players, but really good people as well that are going to continue to enhance our locker room and our team.
Coming up a little bit later on, Ryan Poles was asked the question of whether or not they knew it was Caleb Williams at number one the whole time. So what's your reaction? Love to hear from you. Top of the hour, we're going to head to Detroit. It's been a really long day and night for Russell Brown, who has the Detroit Lions pod, but it's mostly a draft analyst for fantasy pros and betting pros. And he was down at the site most of the day until he had to do his own show. But because he's a Michigan native and a Detroit guy, really excited to hear his reaction to covering a draft there in his own town. But there's a question up, or post up, I should say, on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours, and also on our Facebook page when I get there, when I open it. Once we do these first few segments about the draft, then we will shift our attention to Knicks, Sixers, Joel Embiid putting on a show like Detroit put on a show on this Thursday night. But wow, quite the revelation from him about his medical condition. And then the Lakers, they had a lead and then they didn't have a lead. It wasn't nearly as dramatic as coughing up a 20-point cushion, but this series is just about over with the Denver Nuggets. Worst possible matchup for them. Not that I think they should have tried to manipulate the outcome with the play-in tournament and all that jazz. I think that's ridiculous. To ask any professional athlete to lose and avoid a particular matchup is to go against their competitive spirit, and also it's lame. But I do think that this is a really tough matchup for the Lakers and for a lot of teams. But when you have Aaron Gordon, who plays the way he does tonight, you don't even need Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray to be otherworldly. The Lions, whoopsie. The Nuggets are too deep for the Lakers. They're just too deep. And they're too steady, and they can hit you so many ways. So we'll get to basketball to be sure, but I'd love to hear your reaction to the draft with Eminem and the Lions that were up there just as hyped as the fans were. That was really cool. Oh, also, for the Eagles, this is just kind of out of left field, but I love seeing in Australia, Jordan Mailata. How cool was that? Making the pick from down under. We've had a call before from Australia, but he was on camera, on video, doing the pick in real time. He was live, according to Roger Goodell. So it was neat to see him. Apparently, he was down there helping to either open or work with an NFL type of a camp or establishment there as they're trying to recruit Australian players or players from down under. We need more of Jordan Mailata.
With the 22nd pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo.
I wonder if they thought he would drop to them because there were so few defensive players taken in this first draft. Or this first round, it was really interesting to see. Well, to see how these guys filtered down to the lower half of this first round, but also to think about what was happening in the war rooms. As all these quarterbacks are coming off the board, now what's happening is you realize the teams that are farther back that maybe didn't think they had a shot at a particular player, whether a lineman, whether a receiver, we had a couple of receivers go early, or whether a defensive player. Even having Brock Bowers fall to the Raiders, it was pretty stunning the way that it happened with the quarterbacks. But also imagine the way they're processing in the individual war rooms thinking, oh my gosh, now we have a shot at a guy that we didn't have a shot at before. We didn't think we'd have a shot at. So pretty fascinating the way it played out. A record night in Detroit for a lot of reasons. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
I'm here to get to work. You know, Washington will get everything out of me. You know, as a competitor, a hard worker.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I can't wait to meet my new teammates, man. Try to help win some football games.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The reigning Heisman Trophy winner, Jaden Daniels, doesn't wait long. He goes to number two, despite a little bit of drama about his meeting with the Commanders initially. Didn't like the fact that there were a bunch of other quarterbacks there when he had his meeting. But when Adam Peters and Dan Quinn met him at the airport, as the story goes, he was then put in a meeting directly with the new owner, the majority owner, Josh Harris. And soon he felt like they really did want to pick him specifically, or they really were about meeting him and getting to know him specifically. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As for the new GM, Adam Peters, what about picking the Heisman Trophy winner?
Why Jaden? Why not Jaden? Jaden, he's to us, he was special in every way. Saw him on TV, saw him on highlights and everything, but when you really study him as a quarterback, just as a quarterback, he's really, really good. And just the way he could process, the way he could see the field, go through reads, deliver on time, deliver with pressure in his face, take a hit and deliver a third down pass to move the chains. He's the best deep ball thrower we thought in the draft. And that's even before you start watching him run. And the way he runs, he just kind of, we talk about it, kind of takes your soul as a defense.
Adam Peters, the new general manager, a lot of changes for the Commanders. Is that division wide open? Or is this a division that at this point still should be Eagles, Cowboys, and we'll see what the Giants and the Commanders can do to try to shake it up? So we go quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May to the New England Patriots. Michael Penix, the fourth quarterback to come off the board to Atlanta, despite $100 million fully guaranteed to Kirk Cousins. And Penix wasn't even in Detroit. He was in St. Petersburg with his family and friends. Key is listening in Atlanta. Key, what is your reaction to Michael Penix?
Do you think it was a panic pick because of the last regime?
No, actually, I think that they believe that he's a guy that if they can sit him a couple of years behind Kirk Cousins, that he'll be ready to go. I'm not sure they think he's ready to go right now, but they have the luxury of not having to worry about it. They like his raw potential, his raw ability. He's obviously got an arm with a ton of accuracy, and they have the luxury of being able to bring him up behind a veteran like Kirk.
Right. Do you believe that? I think they picked him too high. Do you think they could have traded back with maybe even Minnesota and got him at a more valuable price?
You mean paying less money for him?
Yeah, back in the draft.
Maybe, but then there would be the potential that he might have gotten selected somewhere else. Because of the number of teams... Because of the number of teams that were looking for quarterbacks or that were maybe interested in moving up, there were a lot of trades at least that were discussed, though they didn't play out. So maybe that was the thinking is, hey, we like this guy. We want this guy. So why trade out and take the chance that one of the other teams like the Vikings, like the Broncos, like the Raiders might grab him?
I got you. I just the pick just kind of Falcons fans that kind of threw everybody off.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. It was a very startling decision.
But, agreed. Okay. Even Kirk Cousins was stunned. You saw that, right?
Yes. I don't know how that'll affect the locker room. Do you think that'll upset the locker room at all?
No, I think Kirk's a professional. I mean, if Kirk really is worried about a rookie quarterback that is going to give him any kind of competition, then he probably shouldn't be taking $100 million fully guaranteed. No, Kirk's a pro, so he's going to know how to handle this. Remember, when Kirk was drafted, it was the same year that RG3 got drafted. Remember, he was drafted later in that same draft, and he had to sit behind RG3 and wait with RG3 before he ever got his opportunity. And then those years where he didn't get the money and he was playing on the franchise tag, I mean, he's been through a lot in his career. I don't think a rookie QB is going to scare him.
Okay, well, I appreciate the reassurance.
Are you happy with Kirk?
I'm happy with Kirk.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
I think that we have a chance for a playoff run with him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't see Super Bowl unless we get some really deep defense in the later rounds.
I got you.
Another quarter.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. But I mean, they've still got some work to do.
Pick.
Good. Glad to hear it, Keith. Thanks so much for listening.
All right, thanks, Amy.
All right, coming up, we're going to head to Detroit and get the skinny on what it's like to be a Michigan native and a Detroit fan and have the draft come to your city, especially when that's what you do for a living. So Russell Brown will join us after the top. The Michael Penix was the big surprise, and it was neat to hear from him. We'll hear from him next hour. And honestly, as much as Kirk's agent put it out there immediately, once the dust settles, the stun, the shock, the surprise will wear off for Kirk and he'll get to work. I know that he wants to play. The team didn't bring him in and pay him $100 million fully guaranteed for him to sit or to groom a rookie quarterback. They want to win with him. They just want to know their next guy is in house. That's the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.